New heading. Building a complementary team through third alternative communication. Modeling open third alternative communication is also absolutely necessary in efforts to build a complementary team that we have discussed. Of all the places this kind of modeling should take place, it's with the executive team, because formal leaders have formal authority. They, above all, need to manifest the moral authority inherent in this kind of communication. The second reason is that executives are so visible. Constantly building complementary teams between departments, inside departments, and throughout the entire organization. A complementary team is one where people's strengths are made productive and their weaknesses are made irrelevant by the strengths of others. So that rather than being lonely at the top, they are bonded at the top. That's the essence of a complementary team. This kind of third alternative communication that produces complementary teams can, however, begin at any level. The pragmatic results produced by those at lower levels will convert the cynics at higher levels of the organization, again illustrating that leadership, not just by an individual, but by an entire team, is a choice, not a position. You might ask, where do you start? Simply begin by having open communication between everyone on your team, in your department, or between interdependent teams and departments. Then as you practice the skills of third alternative communication, people will gradually get to know and like one another, and will become more open, authentic, and real. Mutual respect will develop, and people will increasingly seek to acknowledge the strengths of others and will actively strive to compensate for their weaknesses to make their strengths productive. This produces harmony, like in a musical group or an athletic team. Remember this: when we look through the lens of each other's weaknesses, we make each other's strengths irrelevant and their weaknesses more evident. Now let's look at a film to help illustrate these ideas. This film is called The Street Hawkers. Several years ago, a South African company was opening up a brand new retail clothing store in an old part of town. The day they opened the store, the fruit and vegetable vendors, commonly called street hawkers, flooded back to that central location. They used to occupy that land before the store was built, and they had been selling there for years. Psychologically, they felt that they owned it. They came right back in front of the store on the very day of the new store's opening and set up their fruit and vegetable stands. It made an absolute mess, and it made it difficult for people to get into the store. What would you do if fruit vendors crowded around, messing up the sidewalk, and partially blocked your doorway on the day that you opened your new store? I mean, think about it. Really, what would you do? You have two options, you think. You can either try to control the street hawkers like things by calling the police, make them move, enforce your position as the legal owners of the property. Or, as a second solution, you could let these street hawkers simply have their way and go for lose-win. But there's a third solution. You could treat them like people. You could synergize and come up with a better solution for both of you. The manager of the store could have called the police on these hawkers. Instead, he decided to seek the third alternative. He first listened to their objectives and needs. Then he talked about the store's needs. Together, this most unlikely team of retail managers and street hawkers developed a synergistic plan that worked for both of them. It was better than what either had proposed. We produced a little film on this experience between the new retail store and the fruit and vegetable street vendors. It's called Street Hawkers. I invite you now to watch this video. You can find it on the companion DVD to your book. In it, you will see the kind of synergistic solutions that are developed by people who are truly empowered.